June 22nd, Tuesday. Do you know what it means to live in faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself up for you? What is your nature that has yet to be nailed on the cross? All your work, positions, and roles have come from God's absolute sovereignty. If that's so, inside the place where God has placed you, there are factors that God desires and needs. Jesus Christ loved you to the extent of abandoning his own life for you. What is preventing you from completely living inside that faith? The Evangelist's Three Conquests, Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Believers usually become discouraged whenever they encounter problems. In better circumstances, believers share forum that God was with them and even allowed those problems to arise. But more importantly, they must discover what God desires within those hardships. Then, what are the three issues that evangelists must conquer? Number one, God gives you what you need. God has given you rightful answers. You've been liberated from the 12 problems given by Satan, have received answers to overcome the power of Hades, and possess the key to heaven, just like the words spoken by Jesus, who replied to Peter's confession. Ultimately, God wants you to be inside the faith of truly believing in only Christ. Number two, God gives what is needed in the field and for the age. Even during the greatest crisis in church history, God gave inevitable answers. The blessing of God's kingdom came upon the field, and as a result, 3,000 disciples arose. What seemed like tribulation was in fact Paul's time schedule to be commissioned as a missionary, and the door of evangelism opened to a new field called Macedonia. Those were the absolute answers needed in the field and the age. There is something that God needs in the future. He wants you to stand as a witness of 24 hours in the 237 nations, churches, and fields around the world where the gospel has never been relayed, because God's absolute plan is to heal those who are sick and to raise disciples. Dear God, help me to live each day inside of only Christ, who is in me. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.